It is 4:36 on this Friday afternoon on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We received a text message in to the inbox here, and it says, Mike, who won the Ice Castle Fish House? Please, this part was unnecessary. It says, please don't tell me a little old lady from Fargo won it. No, actually, nobody's won it yet. That's going to be, that giveaway is going to be going on for a while. We're not going to give it away. We started, kind of kicked it off with Big Iron, but it's going to be an ongoing promotion, quite frankly, and we're going to keep doing it. We'll have a drawing sometime. I don't even know when the drawing is.
It'll be out at Moorhead tonight.
Yeah, and the fish house will be out at Moorhead tonight.
If you want to go check it out.
Yeah, so you can check it out. You can sit inside it, I think, and everything else. But if you want to register to win the Ice Castle Fish House, you can. You know how, Pinto? You can send the word ICE, I-C-E,
to
35270. Nice. Yes, so ICE to 35270, and you will be registered to win the beautiful Ice Castle Fish House decked out in North Dakota State Bison colors. And our great friends at OutlookRecreation.com and Cinerama are on board with that giveaway. It is Friday. It is after 4:30, and that means that it's time for our segment with Jeff Katzer of Mitchell's Guide Service of Devil's Lake, and we're happy to have Mitchell's Guide Service as a sponsor of the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Mr. Jeff Katzer of Mitchell's Guide Service. How are you doing on this Friday afternoon?
I was doing good that you guys started talking about ice and ice castles and ice fishing already. Blah!
It's a ways off. We're giving away a gorgeous fish house. So
I know.
We need
it's
really nice. Yeah, it's really nice. So
you know what? You need one of them.
Actually,
look how comfortable we were in ours.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
You were up here.
I would love
you
to have one. Yeah, why don't you tell my wife that and see what her reaction is.
He only needs one about 14 feet long. You don't have to get the 18-footer. But, hey, Michelle, they come with potties. See?
That, you're not swaying her. That you're probably making it even worse by saying that people go to
really?
The bathroom on the ice. Yeah, but that's okay.
Okay, they have a stove.
Ooh, I like that part of it.
You could exactly.
Could put a TV with a dish on there, right?
Oh God, yeah. They all have. You ever drive around out here with me and see these guys? These
yes.
guys have dishes and then little generators running. You know what? It's just like the movie Grumpy Old Men. I mean, that's totally what this is here. They've got stuff so. The one guy, Darwin Peterson, he's up here. He's going to kill me for saying this. Every time I walk in, I think he's got a thing with Judge Judy. He's always got Judge Judy on. It's the truth.
Why? He's the
I
one.
Don't know.
He's the one person in America watching Judge Judy.
Yeah, yeah. She's always on. I'm like, Darwin, what's with this? Oh, I tape it. You're like the only guy that tapes Judge Judy.
Tape Judge Judy.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Point out his fish house to me next time I'm up there so I can avoid Darwin's fish house when I'm on Devil's Lake. Okay.
No, I'm just going to introduce you to the guy. He's like a legend.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
Well, here we are at the fish cleaning place here at Woodland Resort. All the guides are in. It was a very rough day today, but everybody got their limits again. Same old broken record. We had some great. I had some guys from Iowa. The young man got 22 incher today. Just a great time for him. And, had a good time.
It was rough because of the wind blowing, or what?
Yeah, you guys got this wind? We got like 25, 30 mile an hour winds here.
I think it's a little breezy, but it's not that strong here in Fargo. Wow, okay, I was surprised when you said that. All right,
go on, it's windier than when you and Mike Lear were out. It was way windier.
carry on.
Yeah, so we had some good fish. We caught them all today on, again, spinners. And, you know, the gulp did produce the largest fish today, but the crawlers did well. Finding orange or pink blades have been working better. You know, and it changes. Now, the other day, it was black and pink. Now, today, it's just all pink. And then the day before, a couple of days before that, it was all white. So, I mean, you really bring a whole assortment of blades along with those quick-change clevises on your spinners. It, you know, it'll help you out. You know, I've told you guys this before. We usually use a smaller number three spinner blades.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now fours and fives, and fives are, and you're like, well, that's a pretty big blade. That's like Lake Erie stuff. I actually had a guy, I should put this on Facebook, I'm embarrassed. He caught like a 2.5-inch walleye. I mean, I still say that his crawler put the walleye in the half Nelson and That's how he caught it. I've never had a guy catch a walleye this small that's in my small. Life.
Yeah. So
but,
how deep are we? Are we still, you know, 8, 10, 12 feet?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, we still are. 8 to 10, 12. You know, we've got that FLW tournament start. I don't know if it starts tomorrow or next. I thought it was next week. Everybody and their uncle's up here practicing, and they're doing everything that they can do here. I haven't heard a lot of results, but I have found out that some of the bridges are starting to go with jigging. So that's kind of, you know, that's starting our fall patterns.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, we talked about this once before, too. We had two guides out last night on an afternoon deal. I think one had 9 perch. The other one had 5 perch, but he had 4 crappies.
4 crappies? And it, perch?
Yeah. 4 Jeez. Crappies. Yeah, because you had 4 crappies, 5 perch, 1 white bass, a pike, and a whole limit of walleyes.
Wow.
So he did it. I've never done that.
Huh. That's pretty good. Pretty round day there. That's pretty good.
Well, everything that swims in Devil's Lake, they caught. I mean, I've never been able to do that. And that's our Alaskan grizzly bear guide that guides for us now, Eric Bentonwald.
Oh, I know that. He's a good guy. Excellent.
Yep. So we're having great success. We still have openings. We will. You know, some of the boys will guide right up until the beginning of November. I start over on the waterfowl thing, which we are almost 100% booked for that. But we will be guiding the whole month of October, November. We'll be talking the whole time there, too. But,
sure,
you know, for anybody that wants to come up, the shore fishing now will actually start getting a little better again, just like it did in the spring, because these fish are going to start congregating around the bridges. You know, and if you can find leeches, use them, because that's been really hot. But the minnows have started picking up, too.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. You know, you talk about October walleye fishing on Devil's Lake, and when you talk about that, I think about bigger fish. I'm talking about, you know, to get a chance at a trophy walleye in Devil's Lake. I know some guys from Fargo that go up there on their own, and they know what they're doing, and they can catch some nice walleyes. If somebody wanted to drive up from Fargo or drive over from Bismarck or Grand Forks and hire somebody from Mitchell's Guide Service and say, look, I don't care about catching numbers of walleyes in October, but I want to take a shot at an 8-pounder or a 7-pounder or a 10-pounder. Can somebody request that from you guys and say, look, let's just go try to find big fish today. Will you guys do that?
We'll bust our buns to definitely try it. And we, you know, we try just to get our fish every day. But listen to this. I have a story. I hope we have time. You got to listen to this.
Absolutely.
2 days ago, I have an older couple here from Pennsylvania. We had a great day. They were just going crazy, catching a lot of fish. Well, the rod goes, and I go, hey, Randy, you got one? He's like, yeah. And he's fighting this thing, and I'm standing, it's calm. I look in the water. Mike, it's by far probably one of the biggest walleyes I've ever had a client have. It was over 30 inches. Jeez. All day long, no problem. But it's like flopping out on the water. I'm like, Randy, raise your rod tip. Get it in. He couldn't get it in. He goes, I can't lift it. So I run up to the front of the boat to try to raise it to come in, and it gets off just before I can net it.
Oh, no.
So it had to look like a stallion. I mean, it looked like a horse. It was by far the biggest walleye I've ever had anybody catch while I was guiding him was 31 and a half, 11 pounds, 4 ounces. And this was in that category or possibly larger.
Jeez.
So then 5 minutes later, I got another one. Same thing, 26 incher. He couldn't get that one in either.
Whoa.
So these fish are so fat. They are really, every fish we're cleaning has got so much fat in it, and they're so, they're just square. We actually caught a square fish yesterday.
It's just shaped like a brick. It's just like a block. Yeah.
They're just amazing. And when you clean them, all that the white fat's in their belly, you're thinking, oh, it's going to be full of eggs or something, or a lot of minnows or something. No, it's just all fat.
Hmm.
So these fish are really, really gorging right now. And, yeah, I believe if you could come up and hire Zippy or Pete Harsh or Tom Backer and say, hey, that's what we want to do, they're definitely going to bust their buns to get her done.
Cool. Okay, Jeff, if somebody wants to hire somebody from Mitchell's Guide Service to take them fishing on Devil's Lake, and I'd highly recommend it, how can they do that? Who should they call?
They can call Woodland Resort, area code 701-662-5996.
All right.
Give us a call. We're happy to help you guys out. And like I say, Zippy will go, and some of the boys will go right up until about the 1st of November, or you know, as long as Mother Nature allows it, if it's getting horrible garbage, we won't do it anymore. But if it's nice and, you know, a normal October, we'll go all through the month of October and sometimes through November.
Okay, cool. Sweet. So, thanks, Jeffrey. Let's talk again tomorrow morning on Mike McFeely Outdoors, shall we?
Looking forward to it, Mike. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Jeff Katzer of Mitchell's Guide Service. Thank you very much to Mitchell's Guide Service for being a sponsor of the Mike McFeely Show.